Hello, magic seekers, and welcome to It Turns Out She's a Witch.
We're your hosts, Laura and Shannon,
and welcome to our podcast coven. Hello to our beautiful podcast coven. We are back with you for another episode of Turns Out She's a Witch. And this episode was one that I have been absolutely hanging to do for many, many months now. And it was just such a beautiful, insightful, magical conversation.
So, so cool. We speak with Rachel, who is an intuitive, divine creatrix tattoo artist that does it in ceremony. And so we speak with Rachel all about that and how that process, you know, evolved for her and her creation of it. And we get to ask all the questions about even, you know, parts of the body that have different significance and even clients that choose to be blindfolded during the whole process.
Yeah, it's just... oh, so, so potent, such potent work, and just adds a whole other dimension to tattoo, that is for sure. And I think it gets back more to the roots of what it's meant to be, which is really beautiful.
Yeah. One thing that really stuck out to me and struck me was her reverence of the process and her role in it and really honouring that from her end. It's just so beautiful. Like what a, she's obviously a great artist, but to create and hold that space as well is beautiful. It was just so nice to hear her share a bit about that as well.
Yeah, she's clearly passionate about the work she does and the space she holds. And, yeah, I don't think she takes marking people lightly at all. It's such a, you can tell it's a real honour for her to experience it with her clients. So it's, it's just such a beautiful conversation. Thank you so much, Rachel, and I really hope our listeners love this chat.
Thanks so much as we do. Turns Out She's a Witch podcast would like to begin today by acknowledging the Darkin Young people, traditional custodians of the land on which we live and record this podcast, and we pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging. We extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
We have a special guest on the podcast today that I've been truly excited to talk with. And for any of our listeners who are interested in the magic of tattoo, then this is the episode for you. I first came across her enchanting work on Instagram via her page, The Elysian Heart. Rachel is the owner of Chrysalis Tattoo Alchemy, an intentional eco studio which lies in the hinterlands of the Sunshine Coast, Australia. Rachel is a ceremonial tattoo artist offering intuitively channeled tattoos in ceremony. She weaves energy work and other healing modalities into a deeply sacred tattoo ritual that is unique to every person and their unique intentions and energy signature. She's also the co-owner of an online school where she mentors and teaches students from all over the world on all things sacred tattooing. Rachel's unique style combines a mix of ornamental, delicate botanical, and illustrative, often with guidance from the plant and animal kingdoms. Rachel began her tattooing journey in 2012 and has been offering ceremonial markings for over 7 years, with her practice always evolving. Welcome to the podcast, Rachel Christensen.
Oh, thank you so much for such a beautiful intro, and thank you for having me here.
Oh, it's our absolute pleasure. I've been super keen to get you on the podcast for quite some time now, and I just love all of the work you do, and I'm just always so enthralled, like when you do your posts about, you know, different ceremonial tattoos you've done, and they're just beautiful. So
thank you so much, and it's been a long time coming, so super excited to have this chat with you all today.
Yay.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
Thank you.
So first of all, a question I love to ask each of our podcast guests: what does the word witch mean to you?
I guess witch is, for me, the woman who is tapped into her magic and her power. She's connected to the earth, the elements. She understands the magic in all living beings, the plants, the animals. And she's really unafraid to express that power and that magic and that connection.
Mm-hmm. That's power, beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Truly, and it just unfolds. I think we're living in a nice era where there's more and more that are feeling free to explore that even and begin to learn, and that's what I love about this podcast as well.
And for me, I guess witch has so many other meanings. You know, she's the mystic, she's the seer, she's just the embodiment of Mother Earth.
So many facets.
Mm.
I get it. I love that. Thanks so much for sharing.
No, thank you.
Now, Rachel, I would love to know what little Rachel was like and what first guided you towards being a tattoo artist.
I love this question. Little Rachel, she was very, very quiet, very shy, very sensitive, but I was always drawing no matter where I was. Pretty much began drawing as soon as I could hold a pen.
Wow.
And I still remember my favorite gift. My dad would always bring home one of those little old school like art cases that you fold open. They have all the textures and the pens, and it was just the best thing ever. But yeah, just always drawing and creating. Obsessed with dolphins, always drawing dolphins, always drawing the ocean, always drawing different kinds of animals, which is funny because I do that now. But yeah, little Rachel, sending love to her. Always bringing her into my sessions and always bringing the inner child of all of my clients too.
Yeah.
So I love that question. Mm-hmm. And what guided me into tattooing? After school, I went and studied my Bachelor of Fine Arts, and it was during that time that I was getting a lot of tattoos. And my boyfriend at the time, he got into an apprenticeship as well, and I was super excited because I knew that I wanted to do it. So I was kind of hanging out in the industry quite a bit. And I knew when I finished my studies, that's what I wanted to get into. So as soon as I finished, I moved up north from Sydney to Brisbane, and I began my apprenticeship. And yeah, my apprenticeship was quite a rough journey in the beginning. You know, being in the mainstream industry, I very quickly learnt that industry wasn't for me. You know, as much as I learnt so much, I knew pretty instantly that I wasn't meant to be in the mainstream industry, and maybe I was here to create a new one. And so I fell pregnant. Not long after my apprenticeship began, and then that's when I stopped tattooing for quite a little while. It was in that process of birthing my firstborn and having that space that it really propelled me into how I wanted to step into the tattoo industry again after that.
Wow. I love that. We find a correlation too with a lot of guests we speak to that have the same kind of thing happen when they're pregnant, that they have all of this, you know, new ideas and new seeds planted at the same time that they're birthing a baby. Mm-hmm. They birth completely new businesses or ideas or offerings to the world. It's amazing.
Yeah, I definitely, when I think of me within this work, I really honor my firstborn because he was definitely the catalyst.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Such a interesting life path, isn't it, when you get to feel that creation inside you, but also it does open that portal for potential of anything else. It's
It was he came and he was you're not meant to be doing it this way, so I'm going to come through now and show you exactly how you're meant to be doing it.
Wow.
Mm. Love that. It's incredible. So when did the call to do tattoo within ceremony space occur for you, and would you mind sharing how this came about?
Yeah, it kind of coincides with the last question. So when I had that space of, you know, birthing and raising my beautiful boy and just really sinking into this new creative energy, in that time it was such a massive spiritual awakening, definitely my biggest one. Everything opened quite wide, all of the psychic senses and the visions and really psychedelic experiences were happening. And I was, yeah, definitely a time that I'm never going to forget. I started meditating and studying like esoteric practices and just really diving deep within, learning all things spiritual magic and opening up my senses and my vision. And I remember the day, like I remember the exact day that I was meditating and my vision opened up and I started just having all of these visions. And I knew then, I was like, when I start tattooing again, I want to bring in, you know, healing and more intention. And at the time I just thought, oh, maybe I'll use crystals, because I was working with crystals a lot at the time. I didn't know how it was going to look. I didn't know it was going to be called intuitive tattoos or ceremonial tattooing, but I knew that when I stepped back into the practice that it needed the magic, it needed the intention, it needed to be sacred. And so I just flowed with that, and the universe, as it so kindly does, put me on another dark night of the soul. That really took me to my depths, but in the best way, because it was during that time that I was guided to one of my spiritual mentors who taught me an energy healing modality. And I just loved it so much and learned so much from it. And again, it opened up things even wider.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that I even learned how to teach it, because I just fell so in love with it. And when I started practicing on people, they were just like friends or family or friends of friends with the energy healing. I started seeing different visions, like their animal guides and stuff, different plants, words, like all of that kind of stuff. And when I went and learned that, I knew that I wanted to bring that into tattoos. But then once I started seeing clients and everything was kind of so visionary for me, I was like, I want to be able to channel this stuff for my clients, especially when I was getting feedback from friends of friends and stuff who were like, oh my God, that animal is one of my guides. And, you know, it was kind of like the confirmation was happening to remind me that I wasn't just tapping into any old vision, I was tapping into their medicine. And so it just went from there. And when I started tattooing again, I was in another a regular studio, and thankfully they gave me a little bit of space to kind of practice this there. But you know, being a mainstream studio, there wasn't that much space to really explore what I wanted to explore. And that's when I just took a leap of faith and created my beautiful chrysalis. And yeah, I've had the studio for 6 years now, and she's blooming and she's had her own expansion. I have three beautiful artists in there, and we're all doing ceremonial tattooing, and yeah, gosh, it feels really beautiful.
Oh, it just sounds amazing. It sounds like such a process too, that you've been just accepting and learning along the way and embracing that.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I feel there was definitely some very big lessons, but as always, they're the ones that guide us to our true nature and into our power and our magic. And so very grateful for the whole entire journey that has led me here.
So if we can break down and be a bit more specific in the different stages, I suppose, when a client sees you, what can we expect, I love how we're saying we, because of course it's going to be us one day. Can we expect an intuitive tattoo ceremony?
Oh, we are so keen.
I know.
we already spoke last night. We're like, we have to plan a road trip and we're going to go and see Rachel.
Yeah, 100%. Please do it.
Yeah. So what can we expect?
So each session is always different. I really just trust, whatever needs to come through for each client and how I need to operate and work. And it's changed so much over the years. It used to be so different, you know, 5, 6, because I've been doing ceremonial tattooing for 7 years now. Mm. And it's just always evolving and changing. But at the moment, I connect with my clients usually the day before, just kind of via distance, you know, the same way that distant energy healing is done and similar to that. And I channel their medicine for them and I bring through the piece. And when I draw it, I love to activate it with certain intentions. And, you know, if the planets are doing something amazing, I harness all of that energy into it as well. Then I type up their little reading for them, which I call it a little scroll. It's like a little beautiful piece of paper with all of the medicine and the symbolism for them to keep. So many hours is spent on my client long before they even arrive. So much prep work goes into the ceremony, creating the space, creating the design and the medicine and all of the activations and stuff. And then when they arrive, we sit in an opening ceremony. And this opening ceremony is usually quite an emotional experience for both of us. There's always tissues involved. we go on a little sound journey. I take them through a guided meditation, anything that might come through during that time. We also speak about and, sometimes extra stuff comes in that process as well. And then we move on to the tattoo ceremony after that, which is also a very, very sacred experience for both people. And a lot can come up in a session. I like to create a really safe space where people feel really safe to release, to express, to heal, to feel. That might even be in the form of joy, you know, because so many of us, we repress our joy. So it's always so different. You never know what you're going to expect. And then we do like a little closing ceremony. Sometimes I do like energy work and a little bit of the Ajna light. Since I had my last baby, the energy work session is usually not as long as it used to be, just because, you know, when you're holding babies, there's only a certain capacity of space you can hold as well. But it all just flows so beautifully. It's usually a very big full day. And then we go through the process of like the importance of the space afterwards. So many of my clients are traveling from all over the country, other countries. It's really nice for them because they treat it as a retreat, not just coming to get the tattoo. It's like what you're doing beforehand and afterhand. That also really matters as well.
Sounds divine. Absolutely divine.
Yeah. I love it so much.
Yeah.
I love how part of that. Sorry. were you going to say something about the medicine and the healing part of it as well, Shannon?
I was going to say about all that and also just about how traditionally tattoo was about marking thresholds and rites of passage. And I love how you're bringing that back, like the importance and the sacredness of tattoo. Because I guess in our modern day and age, it's quite easy to just go into a parlor and, get a new piece and walk out, not really think too much about it. I guess a lot of people do get things for particular reasons, but the way you weave it, it's just so potent. I can only imagine the shift in someone through going through that process to get the markings.
Yeah, and I feel that when you do it in this way, you're holding on to something that is it's eternal, you know, you're not going to get sick of it. Like, you know, when you think about other kinds of tattoos, you go and get something because that's what you like at the time. Whereas this is something that you're always going to love carrying on your body forever in this life and then on to the next. It's always going to hold that sacredness.
Mm-hmm. I love and hearing also, you talk about that.
Yeah, also like the memory of the rite of passage that it does represent, because I see tattoos, each marking that you receive is a rite of passage. It's an initiation into something deeper that you know, usually my clients don't fully understand until after they've received it, and then it takes them on that initiation.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. The reverence that you hold for it and your part in that is just so beautiful, because I think it's easy to not even think about that, for others to not think about the impact that it has on the person, you know, giving that tattoo. And it changes you as well, especially when you were saying the opening ceremony, there's tears from both sides sometimes and whatnot. So
it's
so beautiful to hear how you hold that as well. And the deep respect that you have in creating these ceremonies to really honor that side of things.
Yeah, thank you. And it's so important. And one thing I have learned over the years of doing this is that, you know, when I'm sharing and offering this medicine, I'm also getting something and receiving something. And, you know, there's always a resonance in what is coming through. Like, 1 week, everyone will be requesting hand tattoos, and it's, you know, so it's always a co-creation with everyone, with the universe, with the earth. It's always a similar kind of story and theme for the energies that are at play at the moment in time.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to be the observer of that from a different perspective when you're seeing that theme.
Yeah, even 7 years, it still blows my mind. Like,
I can imagine.
Incredible. So you have so many beautiful offerings, but one in particular that caught my eye is the mother marking ceremony. Can you share its medicine with us?
Yeah, that one's my favorite offering. So it came about to me after I birthed my last son 2.5 years ago. And I was really aware, more aware than my first son. I was quite young with him. And I was more aware of the rite of passage that I had been taken on. And, you know, so many mothers come to see me and they wanted to get a marking to honor that. And I myself received my own marking to honor my rite of passage into mother. And when you look in, you know, ancient times and ancient ways that tattoos were done, like ancient Egypt, for example, the women tattooed other women through different rites of passage, like birth and pregnancy and all of that kind of stuff. And I take so much inspiration from that. I feel very connected to the ancient Egyptian lineage. And it's funny because so many of my clients who come to receive, they also feel a deep connection. And when it came to me, the mother marking ceremony, I just knew that I needed to put it out there. It took me a while to find the courage to be like, yes, this is because, you know, when you have another big offering that is so close to your heart, it's big. And I put it out there. It's a ceremony that honors the rite of passage of birth and motherhood. And we create space for birth story sharing, because, as you know, it's really healing to share your story, to be heard, to be witnessed, and to honor the threshold that you have walked through in order to be mother. And then we do like the sacred marking. And if my client is ready, we do like a postpartum sealing ceremony, similar to closing of the bones, just to really bring back warmth into their body, seal up their energy centers. If you women are mothers, you know how open you become after birth.
Yeah.
And so it really is a homecoming for mothers. We do a ritual with breast milk during the session if they are breastfeeding, and then we do a beautiful little photo shoot just honoring their body, honoring their new marking, and just honoring the rite of passage that motherhood is.
Wow. Sounds potent.
I love it so much. It's my favorite offering.
I can see why.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very special.
It's just covered me in chills just hearing you talk about that.
No.
Amazing. Amazing medicine, as you say. Yeah, just to take time to stop and honour that. It's incredible. It's so important for mums.
Yeah, so important. And most mothers, they lay on their bed and they're like, oh, my God, this is like the first time that I've sat still, since I've birthed my child. So it's really nourishing. I always have snacks and we have cacao and make it a really nourishing and yummy experience for everyone.
Sounds like it. My goodness. Yeah. Rachel, I've also seen on your website that there is an option to have the tattoo markings done while blindfolded throughout the whole ceremony. I would love to know more about this process.
Yeah, it just blows my mind that people do.
One side of my body is like, yes. The other side is like, hey, hang on a second.
I don't think I could, but like I fully get why people do it. It's really such a deep lesson in surrender and trust. And so when people request to be blindfolded, they don't want to see what the tattoo is until it's already marked on the skin. Sometimes people like to go through the ceremony, and because we always do an opening ceremony beforehand, some people like me to read out, you know, the medicine that might be in the tattoo so they can kind of just feel into it. But then sometimes they don't want to know anything until it's fully on the skin, and then I blindfold them and we put the stencil on, and they don't take the blindfold off until the very end. And it's just the great reveal and the emotions that flow in these sessions. It's not unlike any other. It's so big for them, and I love being the one who is trusted enough to offer that to them. It's so big. I'm always like, are you sure? Are you sure? Because I feel nervous, you know. I'm like, oh, my God, like, what if they don't like it? But, yeah. It's a beautiful ceremony, the trust and the surrender.
Faith, incredible.
And it's funny, like when they need to get up and go to the toilet, they stay blindfolded and they're like guarding them to the toilet because they don't want to see. I'm feeding them by hand, like little snacks and stuff. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that's where it'd be handy to be getting a back piece, I guess.
Truly. Yeah.
Wow.
Do they know? Amazing. And from whereabouts on the body it's going to go, or not even that some of the time?
They do, and like obviously they can feel that. So
Once it's happening. Yeah,
some people let me kind of tune into where the marking wants to be placed on the body. So some people know, like, oh, I want my hands, or some people are like, can you tune in to where the marking is to go? And so I ask the marking and the medicine, like, where on the body do you want to go? And there's always different energies and stuff like that to work with body placements and stuff. And sometimes if I feel that my client really needs to trust in their own intuition, we do a little guided journey for them to listen to their body, and their body will tell them where the marking needs to go.
Gosh, it's incredible.
And that is a beautiful segue into my next question, which is something I've been very keen to chat with you about, the importance of tattoo placement. And can you share with us why this is so important?
Yeah, so as you guys would know, we have different like energy centers, energy pathways, meridians all over the body. And then each body part has a different metaphysical properties. So for years, before I got back into tattooing, I studied the metaphysics of the body. And eventually over time, I began using it within my work, working with the different energy centers, studying the basic meridians and working with that as well. And what I've learned through my own receiving of tattoos is how important it is to really be intentional of what you are marking and where. Same with my clients, you know, depending on what they want to call in, that it's usually a body part that will really amplify that.
It makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Can we be a little bit more specific now and discuss some of the locations on the body and their associated magic? And then I'll have a tattoo confession after you say whatever you say.
Yeah, of course. So one of the biggest ones is the chest. Mm-hmm. So the chest is, it's right in the heart space. It's in the higher heart. So it really helps us open the heart and come into the truth of who we are. And so chest usually takes people on quite a big initiation because it is so much connected to their truth, the truth of their heart, and to their identity. So when you mark the chest, it's, you're really saying, this is who I am, and you're expressing that, and there's no more hiding. And so anything that you are hiding within yourself is going to, you know, come to the surface for you to let go and to release. On the chest, we also have like different meridians. We have the lung meridians, the stomach, the kidney. And so when you think of the energy of meridians, that can really help, you know, heal and purge all of those energies as well. So with the lung meridian, it's where we store our grief. So the lung meridian's all about letting go. And it's funny because they're so close to the shoulders up here, which again is all about letting go of the weight of the world. Mm. So releasing the burdens. And so when you're marking the chest and the shoulders, it's like you're lifting the weight of anything that you might be carrying, whether it's from this life or past life, whether it's from you or your ancestors. You know, we carry so much stuff that isn't necessarily ours. And so, yeah, marking the shoulders and the lung meridian is going to help let that go. In the shoulders again is like, you know, a lot of people when they're kind of meditating or connecting to spirit guides, they feel them on the shoulders, you know, the little nudges, the little taps, the little tingling sensations. And so, yeah, intentionally marking the shoulders to really amplify that feeling of being held and supported by our guides and our ancestors.
It's beautiful. Gosh. That's, yeah. Really resonates.
It does. Yeah. It really does.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, so my little confession of chat. Well, confession, I say it in slightly, you know, slight jest, but I did succumb to the, what do we call it, like the trend of the lower back tattoo that everyone calls tramp stamps.
Hey, they're actually coming back in fashion.
Are they?
So, yeah.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. I loved, like, because I always wanted a dove. So I got a dove. And when it came to deciding where it was, I liked the idea of it being centralized. And, it was all, it really was a trend to have it there. So it seemed like that was the place. And then it wasn't later on until I heard someone refer to it as a tramp stamp. I was like, hang on a minute. Did I do that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So is there significance? Well, I'm sure there is, but could you share with me a little bit about that area?
Yeah, down there, like it's the back of our like it's our sacrum, it's the back of our sacral chakra. So and it's also like so close to where our kundalini rises from. So I think it's actually quite a beautiful and powerful spot for a woman in particular to get marked. Having the dove there too, it's so connected to like your purity and your connection to spirit and God. So I think, you know, having a dove there is definitely not a bad thing. And it would be nice if you, you know, add to it a little bit and touch it up. And
been thinking about all that.
Yeah. And when you add to like old tattoos and touch them up, you're amplifying that energy, and then you're weaving new intentions into it.
Yeah, it sort of evolves with you, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah,
definitely. And I had another question too about what side of the body, like, because I know in a lot of different traditions it's, you know, your feminine side and your masculine side. So does that also correlate with tattoo placement as well?
Yeah, definitely. I always call on the feminine and the masculine, and my clients usually often know that I need this on my left side or I need this on my right side. When we're marking like the hands or the forearms, people often like to get, you know, like a piece to honor their feminine and the piece to honor their masculine on the right side. And the hands and the forearms, they're so connected to our connection to spirit. That's where we channel our creative energy from there. And so it's really beautiful to mark the body on either side and honor those energies and all the different things that they're connected to.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I love that. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that with us. And how can someone prepare for a tattoo ceremony and also afterwards with that integration process, which I can imagine would be just as important?
Yeah, I always say when people are receiving their markings, and, you know, they're going through the pain of the tattoo, it's the least that they're going to feel it. So it's so important to really honor the space beforehand and afterwards. So beforehand, I always suggest making space to journal, to write your own intentions, to really take a moment to just be with the body, be with the wisdom of the body, so they can be more sure of, like, you know, yes, I'm ready, and yes, this is where I need it, or this is where it needs to go. Always nourishing the body, lots of water, really good food, being pure. So, you know, you don't go drinking the night before or anything like that. You stay pure so that you stay open. And if you're staying open, then you get to really go into the journey with a clear connection. And that's usually when, you know, they get the most downloads, and my clients often have visions and go on their own beautiful psychedelic journey while they're receiving their tattoos. You know, your state of consciousness is altered. And so if you look at receiving a tattoo in the way that you look at other kinds of ceremonies, like plant medicine ceremonies or other sacred ceremonies, it's important to really prepare the body for that journey so that you can gain the most out of it. I always say to bring some snacks as well, because really, really big days are often a lot of energy. It's like it's big energy work. And if you ladies have had, you know, Reiki or any other kind of energy work, you know, you feel a little bit zapped afterwards and get a little bit of an energy headache. So having stuff that can nourish your body, you know, having extra supplements, magnesium, vitamin C, just to really prepare and assist in the energy, lots and lots of water and all that kind of stuff. And then afterwards, I always, so conveniently, my studio lives 5 minutes from the most beautiful waterfall.
Wow.
And so I always tell my clients to go sit with the water as they integrate and land. So you know, some busy mamas can't always take the day off the next day, but I always suggest it if it's possible, because it's the next day that usually things start to arise or release or move. And so it's really good to allow space to just have the awareness of what is moving. A lot of people, they'll book accommodation for the night and treat it like a little retreat. Which is definitely a beautiful way to do it. I myself and so many clients, we get lots of dream downloads about the marking once we've received it. Mm-hmm. So just really taking the space to really listen to the messages, what the tattoo wants to reveal to you, all the messages it wants to give you, and what it's here for and what it's guiding you to let go of as well.
Potent.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm tempted to squeeze in another little question before I ask the actual question that we've written down. We've spoken a lot about the care of the person receiving the tattoo, and you touched earlier on something that you said you managed for your own self-care, I'm imagining, is the length of time that you channel afterwards. I think you were talking about the energy or light when you were talking about yourself being a mum, and there's only so much that you can reserve for what you offer. What else does your own self-care look like? I'm sure after practicing for so long that you've learned along the way things that you can do and can't do.
Yeah, I actually have like a whole chapter on this in our online, in one of our online courses for people who want to step into this work, because it's so important to make sure that we're clearing our energy. I love to put my hands on the earth after a full day. Thankfully, I'm blessed to currently have the ocean as my backyard. So right now it's the ocean medicine that is the most potent for me. And if I can't get in the ocean, then I have a salt bath. So the water is cleansing and healing. And I'm very strict on my boundaries with how many clients I'll see a week. So at the moment I do 3 full days 1 week and 2 full days another week. Obviously that ebbs and flows, and usually like my ovulating self will end up booking a third day on a week that I'm bleeding, and I'm like, why did I do this?
Shannon talks about that often.
I do.
Best ideas.
Yeah. I know. But yeah, 3 days max is the capacity, and I'll never do that 3 days in a row. So I like to have a day in between, because 2 days in a row is definitely probably the limit for this kind of work, because it's a lot of energy, and it's very important to allow us to integrate from the session too, especially if a lot has come up for our client. We have to process that in our own bodies as well.
Sure, yeah, you're holding that space, and I'm so glad that I thanks for answering that, and I think it's really important to be able to be conscious of the amount of work that is required to maintain that, like you're saying, in spacing those days apart, not in a row. It's a fast way to, you know, find yourselves in all kinds of, you know, burrows you'd rather not be in, labeled burnout or just exhausted or disenchanted with the whole thing.
And I've been there in this industry in the early years when I used to work 4 or 5 days, but this isn't a 9-to-5, 5-day-a-week kind of job. It's not possible without getting burnt out.
No, thank you so much for sharing that. I'll get back to the program now, because I'd love to ask you if there is a particular quote that resonates with you deeply that you can share with our listeners.
I knew this question was coming, and I did write it down because there's something that my favorite artist wrote, and it's not so much a quote, but it's more of a poem. And this is by Alex Gray. So I don't know if you guys know who Alex Gray is. He's just the most incredible visionary artist. He's very up there in the visionary art world. He's, you know, he's seen as the king of visionary art. He channels art unlike any other. And he's my biggest inspiration within my own work as an artist, and just in general, a really cool human. I was blessed to meet him and sit at the table with him and have a lunch a couple of years ago in New York.
Wow.
And I fangirl him so much that when he sat down at the table with his beautiful wife, who is also the most incredible artist, I couldn't speak for like 10 minutes because is this really happening? But yeah, I just love him so much. So I'll read it out.
Please.
So the poem is, I am an intersecting kaleidoscope of being in a rainbow refractive wave pattern, a corpuscle of light on the ocean, the transparency of my body with the rocks. Sometimes the only way to summarize my feelings is to draw, to collapse the frenzy in my limbs enough to make a mark out of profound appreciation for my existence. to share your presence with others, no boundaries, completely, openly, and lovingly.
Mm.
Isn't it just so beautiful? Mm. It's I'm a sucker for words.
I've got chills.
Mm. Yeah.
Same here. Same here. And that's always one of my favorite parts of the podcast is hearing everyone's favorite quotes and poems. It's beautiful.
I love it. Yeah, I recommend watching his, he has a documentary called Cosm on his art, and it's just life-changing.
I'm writing it down.
We will.
Just writing notes.
C-O-S-M.
Okay.
Cosm.
Yeah.
Noted.
Is he on YouTube or you said it's an app?
No, he's got everything. He's Instagram. Everywhere. And,
We'll find it.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's been around for a long time. Mm-hmm. And he's more than just an artist. He's not from this planet, that's for sure. He's Alex so wise.
Gray.
Yeah, he's incredible.
Wow. I will include that name in the show notes attached to this episode.
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
He'll love that, even though millions already follow him. Like, he'll still love it.
No doubt by the sounds.
Now, Rachel, do you have something you love working with during ritual that you can share for this episode's Divine Tool of the Week?
If I thought of the one thing that I always need and I always have, it's my condor feather. And if I can't have my condor feather, it'll be my eagle feather. So I just find the feather, especially the condor feather, is just the most powerful tool for me to move energy, to clear space from myself, from my clients, from my room. I love the sound that it makes. So an element of sound is a very big thing for me in ritual. And so my next tool would probably the one that I'm using a lot at the moment. I had a rattle made for me and it has porcupine quills on it. And it's really special because porcupine quills were actually the first dated tattoo tool back in very ancient times. And so this rattle was made for me with a lot of intention with my work, and I've loved using it to move energy and shift energy. But definitely my feather is up there with the number one.
Mm. How did you come into possession of the condor feather?
I went to Peru and it was, when was it, 2020. I went to Peru and I have ancestors from there, so it was a real homecoming for me. Beautiful. And I journeyed with the Queros medicine men and a beautiful family, indigenous family over there, and I received the condor feather from one of them. So it holds very special significance for me when I am using it. I really feel that connection with my ancestors. It's not just me who's waving the feather around, and I've had visions in ceremony before where, you know, I've seen my ancestors around me waving the feather at me. So, you know, it's a bigger energy. It's not just the feather. It's so much more.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, magnificent. Thank you for sharing that little story.
Oh, you're welcome. I'd love to know everyone else's favorite tools. Are you making a video of it all?
Of this?
We probably should, actually.
We should really get on. Everyone's favorite ritual all tools. The divine it would be a nice tools. Segment. Yeah
it really would be, actually. We've often talked about it, so I think it will definitely have to be a future project to stitch it all together. But, yeah, it is. It's a brilliant question. And as I said at the very start, Shannon is so insightful with her questions, and it's a true reflection of, you know, her artistic nature and just being such a deep thinker, and that's really reflected in what she manages to draw out of all our guests.
Aww, yeah, it's beautiful. You guys are a good team.
We do all right.
Yeah.
Rachel, it's final question time. So do you have anything brewing that you would like to share with our podcast coven? And how can everyone find you and your offerings?
I have so much brewing at the moment that I'm just wondering what I want to share and what I want to keep to myself.
Where can we find out once you're ready to share more?
So my mailing list is the best place. So if you go on my website, you sign up to my mailing list and then you get the first of any announcements, whether it's books open or last minute spaces and all of the new exciting things that are in the works at the moment. So that's shifting and changing. And I think this time next year, everything that I'm offering is going to be completely evolved in the best way. Obviously, I'll still be offering things like the mother marking and tattoo ceremonies, but the way I do it is shifting a bit. And so I'm putting together some big visions with a dear sister for some tattoo retreats. So that's our next really big point of expanding and sharing this medicine in a whole new way. We have so many plans for these retreats and are really excited to bring them to life.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Mm. And just traveling with that, you know, like taking this work to other countries and sharing the medicine all over the world. So planning some more travel. I was meant to do that this year, but motherhood, you know, slows things down, doesn't it?
It really does.
So yeah, next year will be more traveling and retreat work and a few other little things that I'll keep to myself for now, but it's very exciting.
Very, very cool. We'll definitely share in the show notes to this episode all your social media handles and whatnot. So anybody who's listening that wants to follow along with Rachel, if you aren't already, just have a scroll down and click the links and you will connect with Rachel that way. Thank you so much for joining us, Rachel, and sharing.
Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure to be here to chat with you.
Oh, awesome. Could do all day.
Loved it. Yeah, gosh, yeah. I reckon, yeah, we could definitely have spoken to you for many more hours about all of these things, but thank you so much for your time. Here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Maybe the next episode will be your experience after you receive your markings.
Yes, please.
Book us in.
That'd be amazing.
Thanks, right,
thank you so much.
Thank you, and we will be back with you all next week.